This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st. State officials have voiced their support to issue driver's licenses to non-citizens. In Allegheny County, a nursing home abruptly closed. The raw milk business is booming. And mirror, mirror on the wall, which authority figures have the sexiest uniforms of them all? I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. State officials during a House Appropriations Committee hearing on Monday voiced their support for the issuance of driver's licenses to non-citizens, illegal immigrants included, reports the Center Square. Almost 20 states, including Jersey, already do so, and there's a proposal currently sitting in the State Transportation Committee that would make it so in Pennsylvania, too. PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll stated, quote, "The issuance of driver's license products to undocumented immigrants is something that the department supports, that I support, and the government supports, with safeguards necessary to make sure that folks that are issued those products are treated the same as folks that have a regular driver's license." Jefferson Hills Healthcare and Rehabilitation, a nursing home in Allegheny County, abruptly closed on Friday, reports Pittsburgh's Action News 4. The home was forced to shut down by the state health department due to being in quote-unquote immediate jeopardy, as it wasn't adequately staffed. The 45 patients that were living there have been successfully relocated, and much of the staff, some of whom stopped working there after they stopped getting paid, have been rehired elsewhere. Jefferson Hills has come out and blamed its shutter doors not only from the fact that it reportedly has, quote, continuously been burdened with fines and threats from the DOH, unquote, but also on a cyber attack on a claim and payment clearinghouse owned by United Healthcare that hindered their cash flow. The raw milk business is booming in central Pennsylvania, states the York Daily Record. Raw milk is basically what it sounds like. Minimally processed milk straight from the animal that hasn't been treated by pasteurization. Producing and selling it is legal in Pennsylvania, and those who do are seeing a quote-unquote unexplainable growth in sales, to borrow the words of one dairy farmer in Adams County. However, there is a debate online over raw milk's health benefits, as one party thinks there's many, while the other believes it's, well, unhealthy, as pasteurization is supposed to kill any bacteria found in milk, along with yeast and molds. Not only has raw milk been banned in a few states, but there was even a recent event in Pennsylvania a couple months back concerning raw milk from an Amish farm that was connected to a series of illnesses. That farm, Miller's Organic Farm, was eventually accused of failing to get the proper licenses and permits to sell raw milk legally. Mirror, mirror on the wall, Chance Pen Live. Which authority figure has the sexiest uniform of them all? You may not have ever wondered this, but lifestyle and finance news publication Wealth of Geek sure did, which is why it asked 3,000 people across the country the same question. Puff out your chest with pride, Pennsylvanians. Pennsylvania State Police uniforms were deemed the 16th quote-unquote sexiest in all the land. Wealth of Geeks describes in titillating detail state cops' as, quote, dignified deep gray, unquote, shirts and their, quote, trousers that offer a subtle yet striking contrast in a darker shade.
Wow.
Apparently, the PSP can't hold a candle to members of the Texas Department of Public Safety, which were crowned the absolute sexiest in the nation. Hope you think about this next time you see a trooper. That wraps up today's episode. For more Pennsylvania news and otherwise, drop by PennLive.com. Also, please remember to leave this podcast a rating and a review, too. Thanks in advance, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and tomorrow's another day of Today in PA.
This podcast is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Right now, you can get in on Renewal by Anderson's super deal. $500 off every window and $1,000 off every door. That's at $0 down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Drop by renewalbyanderson.com for more information. Offer ends May 31st.